Hallelujah! Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. The sermon for today, of course, is Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday. I hope this Easter Sunday has met you well. Let me read to you from the Gospel. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb. We do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head not lying with the linen wrappings but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in. He saw and believed. For as yet, they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes, but Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. Let us pray. Lord, on this Easter Sunday morning, help us to be alive with you. Help us to be present with you right now, right here. Help us to know that we don't have to look back to see you, but rather we can experience you right this moment, in the midst of the darkest times or in the midst of the most wonderful times, that you're always present and you'll never leave us. Help us now to believe. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen. You know, it's interesting. Ever since the gym closed for me, and that had been my routine for the last, at least 16, 17 years, to go to the gym and work out there, I've had to rely on exercise in different places. I, at the gym, used to always do 10 miles on an exercise cycle, trying to get it under 30 minutes, sometimes even lower than 30 minutes. But now I can't do that. I can't go into the gym. The gym's closed. And so what I've done in these last couple of weeks, and honestly, and I'm pretty cocky about this and I'm proud of myself, I haven't missed any day yet since we really had the gym shut down, is I've been riding on the beach. When the beach was closed those days, I rode actually on the street, but that only lasted really for me 2 days. The other day, I was out riding on the beach. I usually go from the inlet to Mafia House and back. If you don't know what Mafia House is, call me. I'll let you know what Mafia House is. It's been there for a lot of years. But I rode on the beach. Whenever somebody comes out ahead of me, to tell you the truth, I try and catch them. You might not know this about me, but I'm highly competitive. And so, you know, when they're out ahead of me, I try and catch them and pedal as hard as I can. Now, I'm on a beach cruiser that is a three-speed with fatter tires. And all of a sudden, the other day, as I was riding down the road, down the beach, all of a sudden I looked over and here's a guy just a little bit ahead of me. He's got to be at least 80 to 100 pounds heavier than me. He looks older than me, although, to be quite honest with you, at 70 years old, that's kind of deceiving now because I think everybody looks older than me. But he probably was at least a few years older than me. And so I tried to catch him. I pulled up alongside of him, and he's pedaling along, just steady along. And I'm pedaling. I'm thinking, I'm in third gear. I should be taking off. Even though I'm going into the wind, you know, I should be passing him. You know, maybe a tenth of a mile goes by. Half a mile goes by. I'm like, this is going crazy. He's right alongside me, and he's just pedaling this steady thing. I should be killing him. And finally, I got a little bit ahead of him, and I looked back, and at that moment, I realized he's on an e-bike, an electric bike. Here I am pedaling my brains out to win, to get where I want to go before he gets there. And the competition isn't what you call actually equal. It's probably one of the best workouts I ever had, though, because I was pushed to the max. You know, the story that we have for this Easter Sunday morning is a story we hear probably almost every Sunday morning. It's a story of the resurrection according to John. And in the Gospel of John, what we're told is that Mary Magdalene goes to the tomb. When she goes to the tomb, she finds the stone rolled away. It's empty. And she immediately runs back and finds Peter and the disciple whom Jesus loved. Now, I say this every year, just bear with me. The disciple whom Jesus loved best is John. Guess what gospel this is from? The Gospel of John. Well, in the story, Peter and John immediately run to the tomb. Guess who wins the race? John. But he stops outside the tomb and doesn't go in. Peter immediately runs, catches up, goes right into the tomb, and there they find the linen wrappings rolled separately where Jesus was supposed to be. And Peter and John, then it says very clearly that they're just in awe. They don't yet understand the resurrection. They don't understand. And they go home. Why were they running so hard? They just wanted to see and have an experience. What were they looking for? Were they just trying to get from where they were in their homes to a destination? What were they looking for? Obviously, they didn't find what they were looking for. They had less answers now than they had before. They didn't arrive at anything. What were they doing? Mary, it says, who must have traveled back to the tomb, then arrives at the tomb because obviously she had to tell Peter and John that they were there, and so she was there and she has to come back. And when she goes in and she looks in the tomb, she's in there and she sees the tomb empty, but she is actually met by two angels. And they ask her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She says, "Tell me where you laid him and I will find him." Mary is so in love with Jesus. And I mean in love, the way I believe that we as believers should be. In love with Jesus, that she just wants to be with wherever Jesus is. And for her, that's the body right now. tell me where his body is. Tell me where he is so I can go, I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it all. I'm not afraid. There's no fear. There's no anything. I just need to be where he is. What an incredible, powerful statement that is. I just need to be where he is. I know if I'm where he is, even though at this point she's thinking he's dead, everything's okay. But I got to be where Jesus is. All of a sudden, she somehow is outside the tomb, and she turns around, and she sees Jesus, but she doesn't recognize him as Jesus. Perhaps it's because of grief, because, you know, when you are so overwhelmed and you sometimes can look right through people, she suspects he's the gardener. But Jesus says to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She says, "Look, I'm going to tell you the same thing as what I told the angels. You know, if you've taken him, laid him some, tell me where he is, and I'll go take care of it. I just got to be there." And at that moment, Jesus calls her by name, Mary, and she has her eyes opened. Rabboni, teacher. She doesn't call him Jesus. Rabboni. He says to her, "Don't touch me." Can you imagine what that was like? I mean, in this pandemic that we're in right now, can you imagine what that is like for us who, you know, I mean, the other day, little Spencer, who played the donkey during Palm Sunday, and he was dressed as a donkey and handed out your bolt and your palm to him, you know, after that service was done, I'm standing there, and we all have to keep a 6-foot distance. Spencer ran up to me and just gave me a hug. And that's what Mary wanted to do with Jesus, I got a feeling. That's why Jesus said, "No, you can't do that right now. I've not ascended. You can't do that right now. But you go tell the disciples, Peter and John, especially, I'm going to my Father and your Father. I'm going to my God and your God. Tell them you've seen me. Tell them you've seen me." You know, Easter Sunday morning is where we encounter the resurrection. We encounter the resurrection. But we encounter not the Jesus that we knew, we encounter the resurrected Jesus. It truly is the same Jesus, but more the fullness of Jesus. You know, in this time and in this place, I have to relate it to, you know, really, well, where I am. And so often I have people telling me because, you know, here we are during Holy Week, the high point of the whole year. And I've been doing this priesthood thing for 30 years and really ministry for over 40. And, you know, I've always during Holy Week had all these things to do, all this liturgy to be done. I mean, let's put it on the line here. I do at minimum 3 services on Palm Sunday, a service on Monday, a service on Tuesday, a service on Wednesday, a service on Thursday, 2 services on Friday, which is Good Friday, and then 2 services on Saturday, and then 4 services on Easter Sunday. And this year, I'm not doing that. In fact, all I did was really a drive-through service on Wednesday, and drive-through service, that is today, Easter Sunday. And so often when I talk to other clergy, I hear from them saying how, "Oh, this is so sad, so terrible. I can't do what I've always done." And I'll be real upfront with you. This year has been one of the best Easters and best Holy Weeks I've ever had. I've worked probably harder this one than I do normally because after 30 years, you know, I mean, to be honest with you, if I can't do Easter and Holy Week out of the back pocket of mine after doing it for 30 years, then maybe I shouldn't be a priest and never should have been. But this year I had to be creative. And I realized that to tell you the truth, when people sometimes, at least if you ask me, and I went into the, oh, I'm so sad, I'm not doing the regular, I'm telling you what I think you want to hear, but that's not really where I am, because to tell you the truth, this year has been more exciting, more challenging, more creative than anything else, and I think it's because, to tell you the truth, I'm trying to hold on more of the essence of what this is all about, rather than the form that I've always done it in. I wonder sometimes if we as believers really want to embrace the resurrected Jesus. Or do we want to have the Jesus we had yesterday? I wonder how many of us want to embrace a new life more than sort of recreating the old life. Yeah, the old life we've experienced, we know, but to be a Christian means that the best hasn't happened yet. It means that we live in the now where things change, but the essence is still there. That we don't look for form, but we look and move towards essence. Where we fall in love with Jesus for who he is, not just for what he did. For what he's doing today in this moment. You see, Mary stuck around because she just wanted to be with Jesus. I wonder if we'd want to be with Jesus for just being with Jesus in his resurrected form. Or would be more like, we just got to get to the destination. Get to the destination. Like Peter and John in this story, what'd they find? They found an empty tomb. They didn't find an answer. They found an empty tomb. I challenge you this Easter more than any other time to be creative. I challenge you this Easter more than any other time to seek essence, not form. I challenge you this time to be open to the new things that are coming about that are really going to be exciting and good and wonderful. And I pray wholeheartedly for those who have lost their life and for those who are sick. I don't want them sick. I don't want them to die. But I do know this, that in this process, that we all can live because the Creator, Jesus, is with us right now. The essence of everything we've always known is still here, but we do it in a different form. I can't do it inside the church. We're doing it drive-through. But it's the same Jesus, inside or outside, in the light or in the dark, in a pandemic, or in sheer health and peace. I don't want to look for an empty tomb. I want to look for the Jesus that's here today. Hallelujah! Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.